All right, 3, 2, 1. It is December 4th, Wednesday, and you're listening to the Sports Manner Podcast, Episode 4. We want to say, first off, happy holidays. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving.
The Cowboys sure didn't.
No, they did not, but the Bills did, and the Saints did, and so did the Bears. It was Trubisky time, but first, we want to say, you know, thank you again to all the feedback we've got from our great fans. We want to let y'all know that we're listening. We also listened to the feedback about the dog, Cassie.
And she's gone.
She's gone, not
whole
permanent.
New change of scenery.
Yeah, we're in a whole new...
it was her apartment, so...
We bought a house, and the landlord said, nah. So she's staying with a friend. So she's safe for those who were concerned. It's not like we just put her up for adoption. She's safe. But yeah, so this is going to be where we're filming for a little bit. But let's dive into
talking about dogs. You want to talk about how Florida State got dogged by Florida?
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's open up with that. Florida State. Honestly, I told one of my supervisors today, out of all the Power 5 conferences, as a Florida State diehard fan, I would put them in the bottom 5 teams in NCAA. I feel like they would probably lose to like a D3, like a good D3, like Mount Union.
I've never seen a team open up a game with a hook and ladder for 9 yards.
Yo,
for 9 yards.
It is a goddamn circus with Florida State. A hook and ladder on the first play of the game for 9 yards. I watched the receiver catch the ball, and he didn't go to tuck it right away. He brought the ball down like this, and I'm like, no way in hell is this guy about to pitch it back in a hooking lap. Not only that, the second trick play they ran with the reverse to DJ Matthew when he was running around in the backfield, and then he took it like Patrick Mahomes in the left hand and tossed it forward. And ESPN goes and tweets the video and is like, look at the trickery down there in Gainesville at Florida State. What?
No.
Get this garbage off. Are you kidding me? And another worked for like a good 15 yards. I think we got a field goal that drive. Honestly, the first quarter, I didn't think we were going to win. My score prediction was 38-13. So I was kind of close. We lost by 25 or whatever it was.
Well, it's crazy. I saw on Twitter, Florida threw a swing route to the running back on the left side.
Yeah, Tony, number one.
Broke two tackles.
In the backfield.
The Florida State DB smacks him in the end zone after he scored and then stands over him like he did something. That's
state ball, baby. That's good old state Florida State football. Hey, we're done with the Jimbo era. This is that new wave.
Yeah, they're all individuals out there, you know.
For real, no discipline. The most undisciplined team. You've got so many 5 stars on that roster. And then the one where DJ Matthews slaps the Florida guy in the face. And the Florida guy flopped. He didn't even have to flop because, you know, by rule, you hit him in the smacked him in the helmet after the play, it's already 15 yards. And then they want to be like, oh, look at the Florida guy flopping. One, it's smart. He really didn't have to. They're already dogging the hell out of us.
Well, Florida State's so trash that we actually went to a Florida bar.
We went to in Florida State gear.
Did the tomahawk chop, yelling at the top of our lungs, and not one person cared.
Not even one person.
Person cared. 10 years ago, fists would have been thrown.
Oh, man.
Names would have been called. It would have been bad. Like, tables would have been flipped.
3 years ago. That was the last time I think we were decent.
It's insane.
We sucked then, dude.
I think people
then.
Bought us didn't some 4 years ago bought us around of shots because they were laughing at us because we feel bad for
Gator
you guys.
Bite shots. They were orange. They tasted like orange Gatorade. But honestly, it was fun. It was fun talking shit to one friend, yeah. Oscar.
But Florida State's not the only team in Florida that's trash. USF just got rid of their coach, Charlie Strong.
Yeah, as a current student at USF, it doesn't affect me at all because I go once a week. I drive there. I go to class. I don't talk to nobody. So it has no effect on me. I mean.
But the whole state of Florida right now, Florida's the best team in the state. They dominated the state this year.
Easily. Yeah, it hurts to say it. But yeah, Florida, they'll be a New Year's Six Bowl team.
They got them projected to play Michigan right now.
We just saw that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They should play somebody else.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch them play like Minnesota, to be honest.
That'd be a good game. But I feel like bowl games right now are a mess and everyone's going to sit out.
Well, it's like you said, or like we talked about 2 weeks ago, the bowl games don't matter anymore.
They really don't. Unless if you're not in the top four, it don't matter. But speaking of a team that fell out of the top four, fell out of the top 10 for the first time since the
playoff
rankings came out.
First time since playoff rankings.
Yo, the Nick Saban era in college football is over.
No.
It is Dabo time.
No.
Don't get me wrong. That. Nick Saban is still top two coaches, but he's not one.
Dabo's done it for, well, he's going to make the playoffs again this year. They play Virginia this week, and they're probably going to run over Virginia.
Yeah.
It's not Dabo time, though. Nick Saban's the greatest college football coach of all time. Oh, he's going to keep.
Oh, no, that's not what we're debating. Yeah, I agree on that, but.
But you think he's done? You don't think he has another one in him?
I don't know. I don't know. He's getting old. He can make the playoffs next year, yeah, because it's always Alabama. They're always going to bring in recruits.
Well, LSU's not going to have Joe Burrow next year. Of course he's making the playoffs.
They won't,
next year.
But. Those recruits coming up, LSU is not that run heavy. Quarterbacks coming up are going to see that, yeah. Joe Burrow is throwing for the second most yards in college football. That's not no ground and pound no more. They're a spread or RPO.
Well, what's crazy is I actually saw today that Auburn stole a recruit from Alabama, 5-star defensive tackle, signed Auburn.
Mm.
Since when has that happened?
Exactly. That Saban error.
I just don't know.
I think Alabama will still be a powerhouse. I just don't think that they're going to continue to be the powerhouse that they were. Nick Saban's getting old. He's 68. You think he could still be doing that? What he's doing at 70? So let alone the Saban era is done, but him even being a coach, can't be a coach at 70.
I mean,
spend
I'll give
time
you that.
With your grandkids or
I'll
something.
I'll give you the future. I'll give you Dabo time now or whoever else may be. His time might be done. One thing that pisses me off, though, it's ESPN, they were like, does Nick Saban deserve a pass?
Yeah, let him know. Fire him off with stats.
Does Nick
read off these stats.
This man is 242, 65-1. He's tied one time and lost 65 games. Has over a 70% winning percentage.
That's career or just at Bama?
That's career. Back from when he was
at
Michigan State.
That's not his NFL days, though, huh?
No. He won the national championship with LSU in 2003. He won it with Bama in 9, 11, 2012, 15, and 17. The man has 6 national championships.
Oh, yeah.
First time missing the college football playoffs since they started. He basically was the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, does he deserve a pass? He dominated for a whole era.
Yeah.
It was Nick Saban era, almost 2 decades. Does he deserve
a
pass? Yes.
Yes, I agree.
It's one season.
He does. I like all the Alabama people I see on my Twitter feed. None of them are mad at Saban. I just feel like it's ESPN just trying to pass some bullshit story that it's, I mean, I'm not buying it. Saban is the greatest coach ever. I just feel that Dabo's number one right now. Mm. This Alabama era of domination is over. They're still going to be good. I can still see them in the college football playoffs, but I feel like every year I just feel like it's always a given. Like Alabama will be there. Now it's
crazy because Alabama, ever since I've known them, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago as well, the games used to be 6-9, 10-6,
yeah.
Bama defense, SEC defense, SEC's flipped over now. Georgia, yeah. LSU, Bama, they all caught up to the offenses from the Pac-12, and they're putting up points, getting different kind of recruits. Maybe that's just not Nick Saban's kind of football. You probably should get back to the basics, get back to defense. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I mean, I feel like sometimes you do got to adapt, though, because LSU wasn't adapting either, and then the first year they changed up their whole offense.
Yeah.
But I do hear a lot of people saying, oh, Clemson don't play nobody. Okay, this year, yeah, we could say that. Because the ACC was trash. And that's what I think. Clemson kind of needs their rivals to be good. Like, you kind of always need your worst enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the hardest games that they had to play in the past was Lamar Jackson at Louisville and Florida State when they were going to New Year's Six Bowls against Michigan. I was like 2016. And they had a tough schedule. And that I feel like the ACC was one of the most dominant conferences that year. Now, the ACC hasn't always been trash like this year. This year, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It is bad. I think that Virginia's only ranked because they wanted to just sell that.
Shit. Miami lost to FIU.
Exactly. It's horrible in the ACC. So I feel like this year, yeah, you could say they haven't played nobody, but they're dominating everybody except for that one game against.
Do you think Dabo would stay with Clemson, though? Let's say another school offers them millions of dollars.
Because I feel like. Like, you know, usually
it's like Jimbo left Florida State. You know what I'm saying? The ACC is just not.
Jimbo left, I feel like, because of pure money. Because why would he go from Florida State to A&M? I feel like that's. Yeah.
But Dabo's young, man. How old is he? I don't even know. He's a young coach. He's going to be around for a long time. He's not going to stick around with Clemson for.
I could see it. I could see him being like Coach K out in Duke.
Because
where else would he go?
Has there even been a coach like that before?
In college football?
Yeah.
Maybe like Bear Bryant.
Or something like that long time ago.
No, like something like hundreds of years. I don't know.
But let's talk relevant.
Yeah. Honestly, sports before the 90s kind of irrelevant right now. I don't. I don't respect it.
but does Nick Saban deserve a pass? Yeah, he definitely deserves a damn pass. It's the first time he's had a bad season in forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy. The fact that everybody compares themselves to Alabama and you want to be like Bama, that says so much about your team and your program right there.
Yeah.
They fell to 12. You know how many teams beg to be in the top 10? They fell to 12. And people are saying, does he deserve a pass? That's how good they are.
And it's not like they lost to some scrubs. He didn't have his quarterback. He's playing with his backup quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
And they played a good Auburn team.
But their defense did get exposed, and that Auburn team, what's his name, Joe Nix?
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix, that man. He's getting some. He's a freshman.
Yeah, I mean, he started off the season, you know, rocky, you know, because you know, freshman learning.
Yeah.
But he's getting over that learning curve, and Auburn might be different. That Iron Bowl matchup might be different in a couple of years.
We'll see about that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Nix, I mean, what else about college football? Playoffs are coming up.
Yeah, we can dive into these playoff rankings. I agree. It's the same as last week.
I just don't think Utah should make it.
Okay, another. Yeah, how can you say that? Who else could they put in? If
Oklahoma. I'd rather watch Oklahoma make the playoffs than Utah, even if Utah wins it this week versus Oregon.
Oklahoma's defense is weak. Them boys will get dogged by each team.
Jalen Hurts has been there before, man. He knows what he's doing. Utah, you're going to put them in the playoffs so they can play LSU. They're going to play Ohio State.
I think they're going to get spanked. They have a top three defense.
Their defense gives up 11 points per game.
Whose?
Utah's.
That's not
That's what I'm saying. They're legit.
Yeah.
Ohio State will put up 30 on them. At least.
I disagree. I mean, anybody in that fourth seed is going to lose if they have to play Ohio State. Ohio State's going to, I feel like.
Yeah, they'll beat Oklahoma too.
I would love to see LSU and Clemson stay the way it is. I want to see them play.
Yeah, I do too, because I want to see if Clemson's actually for real.
Oh, they are. I'm already sold.
Yeah, LSU, Ohio State would probably be the best national championship game we've seen so far in the 5 years of the playoffs.
I like it, yeah, but I just feel like Ohio State's going to win it all. I feel like it's another one of those years where we're all deciding, like, oh, who's going to be that four seed just to lose?
Yeah.
Where everybody really, I feel like, is fighting for second.
But at least it's competitive this year, because usually in the past, we know it's been Clemson, Bama. What, they played 3 years in a row?
Yeah.
Or something like that, Clemson, Bama.
Yeah, because they played in the championship maybe three or four years
Yeah, and this year, I really don't know who's going to win. Ohio State, LSU, I like either one of them.
Yeah.
Ohio State, they got Wisconsin this week, 16.5-point spread. They just beat them 38-7 in their last meeting this season.
Mm-hmm.
They allow 11 points per game. Wisconsin allows 14. Jonathan Taylor has 1,700 rushing yards, though. Yeah. I think Ohio State shuts them down.
I agree.
To be honest with you.
I feel like it'll be a repeat matchup.
Justin Fields is so dominant. Justin Fields, 37 touchdowns, one interception.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like if he balls out and Joe Burrow has like an average game against Georgia, I could see Justin Fields jumping over.
Do you think Georgia could beat LSU?
I think they can.
That run game and their defense is nice.
Their run game is nasty. I said that in the last episode. Don't be shocked, because LSU gave up 600 total yards to Ole Miss.
Well, LSU puts up 48 points per game. Georgia's defense only gives up 10 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Burrow leads the college football in passing, 4,300 yards, 44 touchdowns. He's lighting it up.
He really is.
But it's going to be fun to watch. I don't know. It's going to be good matchups.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but don't be surprised. So if Georgia wins, they jump up to 2. And that's only if Ohio State doesn't lose, which I doubt. So
no, yeah, Ohio State's my lock. They're winning for sure.
I feel like all these five seeds need LSU to win.
And Oklahoma still has to get past Baylor. They only beat them by 3 last time.
Okay, so if Baylor wins and Utah wins.
Oh, then Utah's in for sure.
Okay, so you don't like Baylor at all?
No, I don't like Baylor at all. Neither. Even if Baylor beats Oklahoma, then
but
Utah
I don't
will get
even
in.
Like Oklahoma. Their best team they played all year is Baylor.
Yeah.
And I feel like they got lucky.
And they lost to Kansas State.
Yeah, and their best... Okay, so the best team they played was Baylor, and the second best team was Texas.
That whole...
Come on, I'm telling
you, bro, if you're not named like Ohio State in the past, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, you have no shot.
Yeah.
There's literally 4 or 5 teams out there that have a realistic shot. Everybody else, they're just trying to keep up.
Yeah.
They're trying to get a New Year's Six Bowl or something like that.
That's what I'm saying. I just feel... I think Utah should be... If Georgia loses, Utah's got to be the 4 seed.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Utah this week, they're 6.5-point favorite. I don't think they win this week versus Oregon.
To Oregon?
Oregon was supposed to win it preseason. Some people had Utah.
Of course.
I remember I was actually laughing when Lee Corso picked Utah to make the playoffs. I was laughing at him, so I owe him a big apology.
That boy is senile.
Yeah, I don't know how he predicted that.
He opened the season off with his helmet pick. I'm going with Miami and then put on the Florida helmet or whatever.
Yeah,
he's a clown. Yeah. But he might be right.
Hey, but Justin Herbert, 31 touchdowns, 5 picks. He was supposed to be the number one overall pick, him or Tua. It was between them two.
Now
he's having
Burrow.
A decent season. Yeah, now it's Burrow for sure.
Yeah, he's having a decent season.
But the receiver, Johnny Johnson, has 731 receiving yards, 6 touchdowns, and they're putting up 35 points per game. Utah's only allowing 11 points per game.
So I guess we're about to see if that Utah defense is real.
But that might be the first Pac-12 game I watch all year. To be honest, bro,
I've been slacking on that Pac-12. Ain't nobody trying to stay up that late on a Saturday.
Yeah, and Clemson, Virginia, blowout. What do they win by, 100?
I feel like they'll win by at least 30.
At least.
And then we got, so Georgia, don't be shocked. That's all I'm saying, don't be shocked.
So Georgia would be your upset pick for this week?
Yeah, I could see them doing it. Just because that run defense, they've got four,
I want to see them.
Solid backs. They keep them fresh the whole time.
Well, their running back, Clyde Edwards, Hellclair, I don't know how to say his name.
Yeah.
He has 1,200 rushing yards, 16 touchdowns. So they're probably going to ground and pound it, keep the ball to Joe Burrow's hand. That's what I would do.
You wouldn't let Joe Burrow throw on that Georgia secondary?
No, if I'm Georgia, that's what I'm saying. If I'm Georgia, I'm ground and pounding, keeping the ball out of Joe Burrow's hand, killing the clock, and then just making my defense. My defense got to make some plays. They got to get turnovers this week.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be one of those teams that, or whoever forces the turnover towards the end of the game.
It's going to be a close one. I think it's going to be closer than people think.
I think so, too.
Yeah. And then, so what else? College football, there's been other firings. So USF's coach got fired. Missouri just fired their coach as well.
Yeah.
Greg Schiano is now coaching at Rutgers after he left New England abruptly for no reason.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. None of this matters. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Like, Missouri's on a bowl ban, so whoever takes that job is going to have to. It's going to be hard to get recruits.
Yeah.
Hey, come play with us. We're at the end of the season. You won't do nothing.
You'll get
an early vacation.
Only coach I care about right now is Florida State. Who are they going to hire? We still haven't heard nothing.
Oh, I've heard a lot, but I've heard a lot of rumors on Twitter, but I'm still waiting for Lane Kiffin to finish up his bowl game with FAU and announce that he's taking the Florida State job. Because I saw that he had a meeting with Arkansas, but I don't believe none of that until I see it. But why would he go to Arkansas?
Arkansas, the trash, yeah. He Florida should State's go back to Tennessee before he goes to Arkansas.
Yeah, Florida State, they had booster money. They gave it all to Taggart. But them boys make billions, so they have the booster money. They've got the great facilities. Mm-hmm. They've got the history, like the tradition. It can't be that hard to sell recruits.
Man has a private jet after he got fired. What the hell?
I could have gone 6-whatever and got a private jet. I could have done better than Taggart, man.
Yeah. But talking about the playoffs and Alabama losing, I was looking at the mock drafts again. It's been 2 weeks since the last time we did it.
Yeah.
And Tua was nowhere to be seen in the first round.
I know. But
he's saying he might have to make a business decision. He might have to go back.
I don't know. Why would you want to risk it all over again?
Another injury, and then he's back. Done. If he gets another injury, let's say he goes back, gets hurt, he's done.
Yeah.
Who's drafting him? Nope. No, he's done.
Nah. I mean, because that's the thing about it. That's if you draft him, that's like you're wasting years if he sucks.
That's what I'm saying. I think he should declare for the draft, even if he falls to the second round. I don't even think he will, to be honest, because there's a lot of teams out there that need a quarterback.
I feel like I don't think he'll drop past second.
No, there's no, because Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert,
Jalen Hurts,
and Tua, and I'm still taking Tua over Jalen Hurts, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying. A hurt Tua, I mean, it depends on that rehab. And then, his pro day and his combine.
But he could probably sit on his ass during the whole combine, not run a 40, not do anything, and he'll still go top two rounds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know how. I mean, was his injury that bad? I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
Yeah, and
they
said
this is what happened to Bo Jackson, but technology back.
No, that was medicine, different.
That's what I'm saying. Medicine back then compared to now.
And they said Bo Jackson was playing on it. He didn't fix it. That's why it got worse. But that's the thing. Nothing Nick Saban tells me is going to keep me in Alabama. Nick Saban's probably telling him, be smart, go. Just move on.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. They got recruits. Like, they'll be fine without him. And I think about, if he did play, all them recruits, someone might transfer to Florida State. Mac Jones might say, nah, I can't ride the bench no more.
Nah, Saban is done with him, and Saban's going to play his brother next year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's moving on to the next tour, next Tavaloga, however you say it.
Yeah, yeah.
But talking about the draft, Dolphins, they might fall out the top 10.
I know them boys have been winning.
Bengals got the first pick right now, but the Giants are one game away from having the first overall pick.
I feel like they'll still have whoever, they'll get to pick from whoever they want, because I think the Bengals are going to go quarterback.
Joe Burrow. See, That's what I've been thinking this whole time. But today, for the first time, I doubted myself.
Well, who do you think they're going to go with?
I think they still go with Joe Burrow. I just think if I was a GM and I have to go against Lamar Jackson twice a year, I'm just going to get Chase Young.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they should go. I think that Chase Young should go number one.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can get another quarterback. Yeah,
teams are dumb. I mean, like, GMs are stupid. Like, look at the Bucks GM. Redrafted trash in 2016.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm going with Chase Young. Chase Young is my first
pick.
I would,
too, yeah. But well, if the Giants pick first, they're definitely picking him.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what.
Oh, yeah, for
sure.
So
then Bengals will definitely get Joe Burrow. After that's the Redskins, I believe. And then
might be.
Dolphins. But Dolphins, I think they beat the Jets this week. We'll talk about NFL later. But yeah. Then Jets move up. Jets, they'll probably get what? They need everything.
I think they need offensive line help. But I think that drafting an offensive lineman that high would still be kind of crazy. Just because, like, there's so many. And I feel like with offensive linemen, it's how you develop them, too.
That's the thing. Eric Fisher went first overall. Who was the other guy that went the year before him? It was, like, Jake Matthews or something like that.
Was it him? Because I think – is that the one? Or I think he went after him, but he's
– there was two tackles that went first overall back-to-back, and both of them ended up being scrubs.
Or average. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Hey, we might make a lot of offensive linemen mad out there, but I feel like the offensive line is an overrated position. Yeah,
I will never say that's
what I'm saying.
That's the most important position.
I don't think so. I think the most important position is quarterback. I feel like with an average O-line, you could still be a solid team. Like, look at the Seahawks. They're 9-2, and their offensive line is, like, mediocre. Well, yeah. I feel like that because they have a great quarterback.
I think you went up front, defensive line, front seven and the O-line. I think that's where you win football games.
The Cowboys got, like, three Hall of Famers on their line.
That's what I'm saying. Look at Dallas when they had DeMarco Murray have a rushing title with that O-line. And then next year, Zeke steps in. What I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could plug in any running back behind that O-line, they're going to ball out. Tony Pollard, when Zeke was done or out, what'd he do? He balled out.
He was solid.
He had 100 rushing yards or something like that.
I guess. I just feel like, okay, that's helpful. But
if they didn't have that O-line, the Cowboys would be the worst team in the NFL. Yes.
They're already looking like it. That was my Super Bowl sleeper.
I don't know why. Don't know why.
We got a race episode, too.
All right. But NFL draft, so Tua falls out first round. Dolphins might be out the top 10. And that's one thing. Brian Flores, coach of the year.
Yeah, he gave a middle finger to the GM and said, we're not tanking. Boss.
What, they won three games, coached it, him or Mike Tomlin, but...
Yeah, Mike Tomlin out there playing with lost air, buddy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. No Big Ben, Juju's out, James Conner was out.
John Harbaugh, too.
They might make the playoffs.
Who?
Steelers? Steelers, yeah. They're still right now, they're the sixth seed.
Yeah.
The sixth seed.
That'd be crazy.
Denver, Tennessee.
I feel like it could be John Harbaugh, too. Second-year quarterback. And yeah. Marcus Peters move looks great. Their defense has really stepped it up. I think they're a turnaround team too.
Yeah,
they love picking those turnaround coaches.
But Dolphins, Brian Flores, who do you think he goes with in the draft? You think he, because everybody's saying tank for Tua. Well, Joe Burrow's going to be off the board. You think they still get a quarterback? Chase Young's going to be gone too. They're not even going to be able to pick Chase Young.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think, well, what I think they do is I think they go quarterback because, you know, teams like to rush that shit. But, yeah. You know I love Josh Rosen.
Well, they can get a quarterback later in the round now because if Tua is projected to fall out, they could get a quarterback later. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like they just build the team around Josh Rosen. Trust me, that man has not got a fair shot yet. He played for he was going to play for the worst teams. He played for the Cardinals, who wound up getting the first overall pick. And then he played for the Dolphins, who was on the verge of being the worst team ever.
Only reason I disagree, you can't even win the starting job now. And Fitzpatrick's balling out. He just beat Philadelphia, so.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't do that good. They won a trick. That's the thing. They were trying to tank, too. That trick play wasn't supposed to work.
No, yeah.
Come on. They scored a touchdown with the kicker.
That was wild. I've never seen. Actually,
Their GM called down Brian Flores and was like, run some dumbass play because we need to get a higher pick. And Brian Flores was like,
hey, pay whoever invented that, though. I did call that win, though. I said Miami was going to win. I placed a bet on it.
For real?
Yeah, I won 140 off that one.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, you already know.
Yeah, we're getting those picks later.
Yeah, but, okay, so Lamar Jackson, he could actually break Michael Vick's single-season rushing record this week. And only his first season as a full starter. He needs 63 more yards.
That's happening.
On the season. Oh, it's going to happen before the season's over.
Mm-hmm.
But this man changed the damn game.
I think he did. I think now everybody's going to try and find their...
The Lamar Jackson. That's the problem. There's not another one.
Yeah, he's one of a kind. It's crazy how Mel Kiper still employed. Still has a job.
Oh, did you hear NFL teams are actually going back and reading which one of their scouts said that Lamar Jackson wouldn't be a quarterback so they could fire them.
Do it. Do that's, it. Fire wow, everybody. Go on Twitter and take their blue check away.
Yeah, but did you hear the 49ers announcer, what he said today? This is pretty much breaking news. This man, 49ers announcer, I forgot his name, just got suspended. He's going to get fired. He said the only reason Lamar Jackson's so good at running the ball is because the ball blends in with the skin.
No, he didn't.
I swear.
Who tweeted that?
I swear. Blue check mark and all on Twitter. What an idiot. Well, first off.
Bro, he's going to be employed. He will be.
First off, he's a racist asshole. But what? Lamar Jackson is the best running quarterback. He's one of a kind. We've never seen nothing like him. You can't even compare him to Michael Vick. This kid's a stud.
No, you can't compare him to nobody. He's going to be great.
That's what I'm saying. And it's crazy how these people think, though, and they let these people get on the microphone. And
bro, he's losing all his credibility. He won't be able to find a job.
Has he not watched the Ravens game this year? Like, has he not watched Lamar Jackson jerk people out their shoes? You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. But I will say this. They got to protect him better.
Why do you say that?
Because all those hits he's taken.
But he's not. He's not taking big hits.
Oh, but that one big hit that he will take.
Where he fumbled?
No, that was, I think the ball got punched out.
Yeah.
And that was his first fumble.
Did you see his team get his back too?
Yeah.
That was actually cool to watch. That's how you know they're a good
team. Why the hell is it so easy for him to fumble in Madden? Fumbles every damn play in that game.
You know, Madden, don't even get me started on Madden.
That
was cool to watch on Twitter how Lamar, he fumbled for the first time and he was like, it's on me. He's a leader.
He kind of looks like Dwayne Haskins with that leadership.
Don't get me started on Dwayne Haskins.
Dwayne Haskins is also the future.
They did just win. They beat Carolina.
Yeah.
So
Carolina,
I didn't see stats.
Carolina. So they just fired Ron Rivera.
Go to Chicago.
Oh, they're already gonna fire Matt Nagy.
I would. Ron Rivera's available.
I would too. Matt Nagy. I don't even know how to pronouncing that right.
Yeah, right? Matt Nagy. Nagy. Who
whatever.
Cares?
Yeah, I feel
Nagy
like
the hell out of here.
He's fumbling the bag right now. He's got a great team in Chicago. But his offense is whack.
Well, that's the thing. Ron Rivera played on that 85 Bears team. For him to come back home.
Yeah.
Get that. Imagine he's coaching that defense. Look at what he did with Luke Kuechly.
Yeah.
Now he has Khalil Mack back there. Haha, Clinton Dix. He has all these studs on defense. Oh,
and he's got a future Hall of Fame quarterback in Trubisky.
Mm.
Don't doubt Trubisky.
But, I would want
to
see it, though.
Not getting a fair share. Because people listen to the media, and they're like, oh, ESPN said Trubisky sucks. Okay, well, did you watch the Bears game? No, I don't have I'm not in the Chicago area. Yeah. Okay. Shut up.
But yeah, Ron Rivera said he's gonna take the 4 weeks off and then he's definitely gonna go back into coaching next season. So I could definitely see him.
Oh, I would love for him to come to Florida State.
No, he's staying in the NFL.
I know,
yeah.
I know, but
where else would Redskins could interview him right now if they wanted to.
Yeah, I could see. Ooh, we come to Washington. They have a good
they don't really have
future.
Much there.
Oh, Darius Geis, the running back from LSU. He
I like
had a
him.
Great
he's
game.
Hurt.
Yeah, he well I feel like if he could stay healthy.
If I'm I don't know, Mike Tomlin would probably stay in Pittsburgh, but I'd like to see Ron Rivera go there and get that defense too.
Yeah, it's crazy how they were talking about firing Mike Tomlin on First Take like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, now they're on his dick, but you know.
Yeah, fire. Honestly, y'all want some sports? Tune in to us. Y'all still watching ESPN? I only watch it because it's on at the gym. You see me, I'm in there every day.
They don't know what the hell they're talking about. So I saw he could go to the Giants too, and I was like, they just got their damn coach. So I doubt
that's what
that.
I'm saying. So they're really gonna Pat Shurmur?
Maybe a defensive coordinator is what they were talking
they're
about
gonna
or something
fire
like that.
Fire Pat Shurmur with a
But who else could
that's what I'm saying.
Dallas
so
what
quick.
If Dallas goes for him? That's the dumbest thing too. Jerry Jones basically said we're gonna fire a head coach. But we're just going to wait for the season. Just do it now. Ron Rivera just got fired during the season.
No, man. If I'm Dallas with that offense and that's those.
You're getting an offensive coach?
Oh, I'm grabbing Lincoln Riley out of Oklahoma.
They should.
And I'm throwing that John Gruden money at him.
Yeah, they low-key should.
Yes, because that man is doing great things with that offense in Oklahoma. So if you give him Zeke, Dak Prescott, and Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, whatever's balling, then that's the thing. On paper, them boys have
they're nice
the
on paper. It's coaching. It's all coaching.
They've got DeMarcus Lawrence off the edge. They got Vander Leche and Sean Lee, veteran experience. Safe. The secondary is still kind of young. Byron Jones is solid.
So you get Lincoln Riley over there. The thing over there is they got no coaching and no leadership, man. Michael Bennett had to yell at them in the locker room. He's been on the team for 2 weeks.
He's been on the team for 14 days.
That's what I'm saying. What the hell?
And that's the thing. Michael Bennett, he's still solid. He's old, but he's still solid.
Yeah.
I feel like with the right coach, Dallas could be like the team and they were in the 90s.
My manager's a Cowboys fan, and he couldn't believe it. He's like, dude, what the hell are we doing? Because I told him to. I was like, yo, the Bills are going to beat you in Dallas. He told me to shut up and all that. Yeah. So, but he was just, I can't believe what the hell is going on. They're literally, they look like they don't even care no more. They're not running to the ball. No. They don't care. And that's coaching and leadership.
I feel like they get Lincoln Riley in there. You could turn it around. But another coach that I've seen people talk about is the Sala from the defense coordinator for 49ers.
Oh, dude, actually, I love that guy. He's always hyped on the sideline.
That energy in Dallas?
I'm telling you.
Okay, and his defensive knowledge and schemes, because he has the 49ers as
But that's the
defense.
Thing. Dallas needs a coach that's done it before, that's going to come in there, that's already proved himself. That's what I'm saying, Ron Rivera. Lincoln Riley, that's cool, but you're taking a gamble.
Yeah.
Because he could come in there.
See, that's the wave. Everybody wants that Sean McVay. They want a young...
Stupid.
They want a young coach. Lincoln Riley's 37, I think it was. I just looked it up.
Yeah. Mm. But it's just dumb. To me, I'm going for Ron Rivera, no matter who. Like, Cleveland... Fire Freddie Kitchens. This man wore a t-shirt.
This man thinks
saying,
his job is a joke.
He said Pittsburgh started it on a t-shirt.
So basically, he's praising Myles Garrett.
The one thing.
Okay, your boy just got suspended for your best defense player got suspended for the rest of the season, and who knows how long? It's indefinite, so his boy could be suspended forever, and he wants to
make a joke out of it.
Do you think that so, Freddie Kitchens? You think that that's funny, losing your best player for the whole season? And
he wants to be the cool guy. That's what Cleveland is. They're just a cool guy right now. That they're not backing up all that talk. The one thing I saw on ESPN that I'll agree with. The only thing
they said
the head coach is the guy that's supposed to keep all that stuff out the locker room, supposed to keep the team in check, keep them focused on football. And Freddie Kitchens is doing the damn opposite. God damn, bring in Ron Rivera, let him handle that shit, send Freddie Kitchens back to be a manager at McDonald's or something like that.
Oh my gosh, have him be, what was he before, the OC, and then they moved him up?
He was not even the OC, he was a running backs coach. He wasn't even the OC. I don't know how he got the job. You know,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We're bringing Ron Rivera, Jason Garrett's going to be done too. So send him to Carolina or something, they could just trade roles, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean... speaking of Carolina, what's up? This kind of puts Cam Newton's future into jeopardy.
Well, they said he's getting foot surgery now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but a new coach comes in and they might prefer Kyle Allen. Or a new coach could come in and say, hey, why, what's up? Stop, cut that talk out.
I don't think anybody prefers Kyle Allen over Cam Newton, let's be honest.
Oh, they did 3 weeks ago when he was 5-0. Everybody was
praising him. That's the media,
though.
That's the media. That's not the coaches.
That's what I'm saying. You can't get into that.
Media's
going to
ride the hype train.
Oh, you're damn right.
But Cam, okay, so imagine this. Ron Rivera does go to Chicago or something like that, and he brings Cam with him. Or imagine he goes to Washington and brings Cam. I don't know why you're Dwayne Haskins believer.
Oh, Dwayne Haskins is the future of the Redskins organization. I think he's, I don't know. I love what I see from him, that passion, that leadership of him snapping on his own lines. Come on, that man, that was his first game as a starter.
Yeah.
And he's in there talking to them like a veteran.
I mean, he beat Carolina. He hasn't done much. You know what I'm saying? He beat the Jets. Who else did they beat? Redskins just won two back-to-back.
The Jets and the Panthers.
Okay, so yeah, that man.
I mean,
hasn't
it's
done
not like
shit.
Okay, but it's still signs of, you know, life.
I hear you. I hear you.
And they got a good young running back in Darius Guice. He's on my fantasy team. Helped me win big against the top guy. And they got young receivers. Their defensive front is nice. Their secondary's, you know, they're solid. Their cornerback is up for the Pro Bowl.
Well, it's cool they haven't given up on the team yet, because after Jay Gruden got fired, they could have gave up on the whole season.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like they play in the weakest division in football.
Oh, let's talk about that. That's the worst division in history.
Oh, I wasn't believing it, because the Seahawks, when they made that,
they were 7-9.
Yeah, but it's looking like that. Their win percentage as a
outside of the division is trash.
Oh no, their win percentage in that division compared to the other divisions' win percentage, their win percentage is a 33.33.
It's terrible.
3-3-3.
Just Dallas hasn't lived up to the hype. Eagles are. Get rid of Carson Wentz.
Gosh.
Get rid of everybody, to be honest.
Gosh.
They're terrible.
Get rid of Carson Wentz.
They lost to the Dolphins. You know what I'm saying?
Get rid of Carson Wentz.
I would. I think and you know what else? I mean, good thing they traded Nick Foles too, because he's not doing shit in Jacksonville.
Oh no, that's the thing. I don't know. How the hell they win that Super Bowl, man?
I mean, they had depth back then. They had a lot of depth.
Yeah, I would say like their secondary has been hurt. Their receivers are garbage.
Nobody had film on Nick Foles for that playoff run, really.
Yeah,
so they didn't really know what he could do.
Yeah. And he secured a bag in Jacksonville, and he's on the bench.
And we told everybody, we said last week that Gardner Minshew should be the starter.
I thought it would have happened last week. Yeah, it was 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Kev.
Two weeks ago. I thought it would have happened 2 weeks ago when they played, I think it was the, I'll go through my notes, but they played whoever, they played the Colts.
Yeah.
And they won. I thought that Minshew would have stepped in that game, but no, it was against my Bucks. Devin White was out there balling. That secondary looked locked down. The Bucks defense finally had Jameis Winston's back.
But we'll see. But that's the thing. Nick Foles, even though they paid him all that money, hopefully the GM agrees. I was wrong. I messed up on this one.
Oh, they could trade him and they're done with it.
Yeah,
because there'll be some dumb team out there.
And there's gonna be a quarterback carousel too, not just coaching. Because we're talking about Phillip Rivers, Kirk Cousins. I think is out. He's 0-8 on Monday Night Football.
I don't think that matters. I think that stat is so irrelevant.
That's what I was gonna bring up. It's not even that stat because I was actually looking at the stats. He had 267 pass yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. They only had 78 yards rushing on the ground. So they try to put the ball in his hands and see what he can do.
Yeah.
He didn't pull it out, but at the same time, that's not who Minnesota's identity are. They're a rushing team, and you guys did not run the ball and expected him to win.
Dalvin Cook, go Noles.
He had 29 rushing yards or something ridiculous like that. He barely had any carries because he got hurt. But that's what I'm saying. The other longest carry was Stephon Diggs. It was like a jet sweep for 27 yards.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he'll be out yet because, you know, GMs can't put that pride to the side that they want to give him 80 guaranteed, whatever it was.
3 years, 80.
Bro, I don't get that. Like, what made it seem like he would be worth $80 million?
Well, to be honest, because they had Case Keenum and they went all the way to the semifinals with Case Keenum. So they said, hey, we're just a franchise quarterback away from going all the way. And they thought he was the guy. There was nobody else out there that year. That's the thing.
I guess it was just a good year to be up for
that. It was
because Nick Foles too made bank to be trash.
Because this year, going into free agency, you're gonna have Tom Brady, which I want to talk about in a second. You're gonna have Phillip Rivers. You're gonna have Marcus Mariota. You're gonna have Andy Dalton.
Trash.
You're gonna have a lot.
Trash.
But they've done it before. They can be that bridge quarterback to bring in somebody. You're not gonna have to pay them the big bucks.
That makes sense.
But that year Minnesota didn't have people to go out and get, so they needed to pay the big bucks for somebody.
Yeah, it was Foles, like the relevant ones. It was Foles, Flacco, and Cousins, and Teddy Bridgewater could have been one of those guys, but he wanted to
stay in New Orleans. And Flacco's done in Denver. Drew Lock is starting. Flacco's done.
Might be over.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he's an elite quarterback.
NFL's going to look a lot different with all these Drew Brees, Brady, Phillip Rivers, Joe Flacco. They're all done in the next
Big Ben. Be playing in five. Big Ben.
Eli Manning's back, but he's...
Allegedly. That's if
Daniel Jones doesn't play.
Yeah. It's still up in the air. He's questionable. I think he got downgraded to doubtful, so it's looking good for Eli. But yeah, Eli could be somebody's bridge quarterback. That's what I'm saying. Miami could go get a bridge quarterback. They already have one in Rosen.
Yeah.
They don't know it yet, but Rosen's the future. I'm going to say that forever.
We'll see in a year. But, you know, it's crazy because, like, this year or this upcoming year in the NFL, you know what it's looking like?
Who?
You know Madden, when you go hit the fantasy draft and you just pick up
players. And everybody's...
That's literally what it's going to be.
Oh, so you're going to see Tom Brady in San Diego.
Okay, let's talk about it now, I guess. So, I guess Tom Brady and Bill Belichick almost got in a fist fight. That's what the rumors are, and that he's done in New England. He does not want to be there anymore. And I thought it was all bullshit the first time I heard it because I heard this at the beginning of the year.
I'm about to turn my mic off.
I heard it halfway through the year, but it's the third time I've heard it in the last couple months. And they said this time it's serious. They said he might be done. So people were talking about trading him and Phillip Rivers.
And just swap?
They would swap and let's see what they can do. And somebody on ESPN was saying, we think if Tom Brady goes to LA, he's going to ball out. I agree. Phillip Rivers goes to New England, he's going to ball out.
There's nothing on...
I'm telling you.
Bro, you're following somebody without a blue check.
Blue check mark. Blue check mark.
Okay, don't be... Come on. Come on.
It adds up to me. Sold his house.
I'm not believing
sold
it.
Sold everything.
I feel like somebody is trolling big time and you're sucked into it. Pause.
You want to make a bet then?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we could do $50.
Whoa, no, I'm about to be working with you soon.
Oh, so big money.
Yeah, big money. All right, so we better.
So let's do a G.
All right. A G. That what? That he's in San Diego or LA?
No, I think
after
this season, I mean, I want him to stay in New England. I think he does. But from what the people are saying, there's a chance he might not be. I don't know if I'll put a G on that, but.
Come on now. You really think he's about to leave? I can't see him playing anywhere else.
I wouldn't either. And then, I'd want to be like a Ray Lewis.
Oh, and let's say if he does go to the Chargers and he sucks.
Oh, it was because of Belichick. Exactly. But if he balls out.
And Belichick sucks.
Then he could get back at Belichick.
Maybe. But damn. What could be what are they beefing about?
Because he's mad.
Six Super Bowls.
He's mad that and that's the thing. You got to put your pride set aside. It's one season. I get it. But he's mad that they got rid of Antonio Brown. They got rid of Josh Gordon. They're not getting him help. He's throwing to rookie receivers.
Yeah.
They're not helping him at all.
I feel like they had to get rid of AB.
Oh, that was a Robert Kraft decision for sure. But now they're definitely. They said that half the locker room is trying to bring him back. Actually, more than half. They said pretty much the whole team is trying to bring him back.
I feel like they should. I feel like his allegations, like, if they're true.
Oh, put him in prison if they're true.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, he should be getting the Ray Rice treatment where he's blackballed or whatever. Yeah.
But if it's not true, bring him back like that.
Oh, yeah, ASAP.
Y'all need somebody. Gronk's not coming back.
Is there a deadline to sign him?
I don't know. I don't think so. To be honest, you can sign a free agent whenever. But
yeah.
Because the opening for Gronk is done. He can't come back if he wanted to this year.
I don't know why they didn't make a move for somebody. I feel like, I guess AJ Green wasn't fully healthy.
But they would have had to do that before week eight. That's the thing.
Yeah, I guess. But I guess his injury was, I thought his injury was fake at first just to like get someone to trade for him.
Yeah.
You know, smoke screens or whatever.
He says he wants to stay in Cincinnati.
Oh, have fun with that. I feel like they should trade his ass.
I would. That's what I would do if I was him. To be honest,
get a first round pick. Exactly, or at least a second.
Yeah. But So there's. I mean, Patriots, man. I'm telling you, Tom Brady's gonna be up for grabs. He's a free agent after this year too, so anybody could just swoop in, pick him up. He might test it out, just see what he could get.
Well, I know that the job in Tampa is secure. What?
Jameis
Winston.
Bought out this year. I'll give you that.
Okay. Let me tell y'all this. Jameis Winston. A lot of y'all out there don't. No football, and I'm gonna say it just like that because y'all are the casual fans, and I'm done arguing with you casual fans. All right, you might be a diehard Saints fan or a diehard Ravens fan, and you might love football, but you don't actually watch how many Bucks games have. I don't know, y'all can't answer me. Y'all are gonna watch this later. But Jameis Winston throws picks, I get it, but he has to throw the ball 60 times a game because he has no help from his defense. And his O-line is trash. He's the most sacked quarterback. I think the next one behind him is Andy Dalton, who even missed two whole games, a game and a half. And I'm tired of the Jameis slander. Jameis Winston is a great quarterback. And when he denies the option to stay in Tampa and goes and plays for another team that will respect him and get him help, he's going to ball out. He's a future Hall of Famer. Mark my words. Jameis Winston is a future Hall of Famer. He throws beautiful passes. His receivers are number one and or two and three in yards because he has to throw the ball 60 times a game.
I know what you're saying.
Look, our offense, our team looked great. I mean, yeah, it was the Jags, but that just shows you what happens when the defense shows up and the run game is working. He doesn't have to throw it 80 times a game.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see next season. I think next season it's going to be hard to have a better season than he did this year besides reducing turnovers. That's all it is. If you can take away the turnovers, I'll agree with you.
Yeah, but it's hard when you throw the ball 60 times a game. Or literally, it's like 50. It's got to 60 before.
I know what you're saying, though.
Of course you're going to turn it over. You're throwing it. Come on, now. But the casual fan won't understand that. He gets
no
help.
He plays for, honestly,
the worst organization. The Dolphins made the playoffs more recently.
No, you know who the worst
Bucks.
Organization is, low-key?
I think it's the Redskins because they're a racist name.
Oh, the Jets. Adam Gase needs to be out of there right now. They just lost to the Bengals. They're so bad. And with that roster that they have with Sam Darnold, I know he had mono for half the season, but with that defense, they should not be 4-7. They should not be. Adam Gase is trash. See, Ron Rivera to the Jets or somebody, anybody, literally anybody else to the Jets, and they would have
exactly
had a shot this year to
people
make playoffs.
Say Sam Darnold's trash. Again, no, he's not casual trash. Fans that don't watch the game, that don't know that the Jets' offensive line is trash, and as soon as Sam Darnold gets the snap at a shotgun or he drops back three steps from under center, he's got to make a decision or else he's getting sacked. He doesn't have time to look to his second option. First option ain't open.
Dude, I actually like his arm, too. He's a baller.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. They are so quick to judge these quarterbacks, like Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson. Them boys got put into beautiful situations.
What's funny because Adam Gase is so trash. Ryan Tannehill was down in Miami, didn't do nothing. Now he's in Tennessee. He's going to take him to the playoffs. They benched Mariota, and he's throwing for 300 yards a game. He's balling the hell out.
Who?
Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
And he was Adam Gase's quarterback down there in Miami. So it just goes to show, if you gave Sam Darnold a real coach, anybody, let's see what he could
do. An offensive line.
That's what I'm saying.
He could throw it. But see, the casual fans, they're trash. Okay, we all can't be Lamar Jackson and sit behind Joe Flacco, who, you know, isn't the best, but that man still has wisdom.
It's because they're brainwashed. They listen to ESPN.
Exactly.
That's it.
You want real sports? Follow us.
The sports, man. Because ESPN be lying to y'all.
But,
I swear they
but
do.
Look, they have Dwayne Haskins, who, yeah, he had Alex Smith, kind of, on his little scooter. You know, the little Tyrone scooter?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got one of the, you know, but I mean, how much help can he give him, you know? He's not playing. He's got a broken leg on the sideline. And then Case Keenum, you know, still a little bit. But, you know, Deshaun Watson, he started right away.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson started right
away.
Yeah,
but he also came into a great defense.
J.J.
with
Jadeveon Clowney, yeah.
And their team just made the playoffs like the year before. He got thrown into a great team.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, you look at Josh Allen now. Josh Allen's another one. They're 9-3, the Bills.
Oh, and no one's even talking about them.
That's what I'm saying. I think they could actually upset Baltimore this week. It's in Buffalo. I got them winning.
Honestly, I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
I know, and Bills, they're going to make the playoffs 2 years in a row. Sean McDermott, you see what happens when you bring a good coach into a situation.
Yes.
You put a good quarterback in a good situation.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff, he would get put into a great situation with Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Because you saw with Jeff Fisher what he did. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm saying these guys are good. They're all NFL players for a reason.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Film doesn't lie. Numbers lie. You want to, look at Trubisky this week. Had 360 yards and 3 tubs. Oh, but Trubisky's trash.
Yeah, ESPN's all numbers.
Oh, the Lions. Okay, they don't have Darius Slay in their secondary. Like, their secondary isn't one of the top.
They don't talk about that stuff. To be honest, half these guys on ESPN have never played football in their life. They don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, and you got, Dan Orlovsky, if you're listening... The guy, the quarterback who I pulled up his stats because I was so curious. I closed him out because it was all trash. It was nothing but zeros. Dan Orlovsky, the most games he played in a season was 10. On the 0-16 Detroit Lions, this man ran out of the back of his end zone, out of his own end zone. He rolled out for a pass. And yeah, I remember it was like not top 10 for a whole year. And this man is on ESPN telling us who sucks and who's good.
Why? How'd he get the job?
His communications degree from Connecticut, from UConn, a basketball school.
Yeah.
And this man out here is saying he's in charge of who's bad. And people actually want to listen to this guy?
Well, that's the funniest thing. He's sitting with Stephen A. Smith.
Don't get me wrong.
Max
Stephen
Kellerman.
A. Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Max Kellerman, though, is an idiot. But that's what I'm saying. I feel like Max Kellerman, I feel like behind Stephen A. Smith is a cue card. And Max Kellerman is looking at it like,
Brady's leaving?
Come on, I don't want to say it. Please. All right, yeah, I think Brady's going to leave.
I swear, that's the only way that they come up with some of the shit they say.
For real, Stephen A. Smith, I like Stephen A. I agree with what he says sometimes, but Dan Orlovsky, come on now.
Yeah.
How you got him, that'd be like, I don't even know how to compare him to who, but it's just like, sad.
I mean, it's just kind of funny too how he was talking about how teams have identities. So 4th-and-1 Ravens, they won the game because they ran it with Lamar and they followed their identity. 49ers 4th-and-1.
What you want them to do? Drop back and throw it?
That's the thing they did. They
Wait,
threw
what
it.
Do you mean?
So the 49ers are a running team. That's what they do. And it was 4th-and-1. They threw the ball. And he tried to say that's the reason they lost the game is because they threw the ball in 4th-and-1 instead of running it and trusting their O-line. And I'm like, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but
at the same time, you see a play to be made, go make the play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know that.
It's wild that these dudes are employed. Yeah. They need to give me a blue check.
Well, let's compare our pick'ems to their pick'ems. You want to do the pick'ems?
Pick'em of the week.
Picks of the week.
Yeah, we can get into it. Yeah.
And let's see what they have to say. We'll compare it then.
All right. I feel like we got a lot of different picks.
I did too. All right. So Chargers, Jags kicking it off. I got the Chargers.
The Chargers and Jags? You're going upside down.
Oof.
I went Thursday night and then Sunday. And
all right, go Thursday
Monday.
Night.
All right, so you got the Cowboys at the Bears.
I got the boys.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Don't get me wrong, I love Trubisky, but I feel like if they lose, Jason Garrett got to go. Like, ASAP after the game. They got to fire him.
And Jerry Jones has to do something about that. And
I just don't see that. They can't lose to the Bears.
That's what I'm saying. They should have already fired him. That's the thing.
If they lose, yeah, in the locker room,
everybody
they got to fire
it. Everybody but Jerry Jones knows it. The whole world knows it. So
yeah, I feel like you got to go with the Cowboys.
And then, Chargers, Jags, I got the Chargers.
I picked the Chargers because Derwin James is coming back this week.
Yeah, he is.
We'll see
actually,
that
Minshew
magic, but I don't see them winning.
No. Bucks, Colts.
You know I'm not going against my
Buccaneers.
Yeah, no,
I like the Bucks, too.
And Jameis Winston is about to shred them, boys. And we got the run game looking good. Devin White is playing like defensive rookie of the year.
I like the Bucks too.
I like the Bucks.
Okay. Dolphins, Jets. I have the Dolphins getting their fourth win, dropping at the top 10 in the draft.
Okay, I'm taking the Jets. I want to see Le'Veon Bell run wild. He hasn't at all this year.
No, he hasn't. He's had a quiet season.
The Dolphins, their pass rush isn't there. So I feel like Sam Darnold might have some time to throw. Mm. He might get down to that second check down, you know?
And then one of the games of the weeks for me, 49ers versus Saints. It's a tough one.
Oh, we've had a lot of playoff matchups lately.
This is a playoff matship.
It could be an NFC championship matchup.
49ers fell out. They're not number one seed anymore. Seattle is.
Yeah, I saw.
So they need this win. I'm going to take the Niners because they've lost. They've lost three of the last four.
I took the Niners too.
Okay.
All games
that's
are
a game
must
to watch.
Win.
Yeah, that's
but,
a game to watch.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to. I won't get it because I'm not in the area of New Orleans and 49ers. Yeah,
so we're winding down the season here.
Probably going to go to Hooters, which I hate.
Lions, Vikings. I'm taking the Vikings easy.
I took the Vikings. I don't think Stafford's back yet.
No.
Okay.
No. And Texans, Broncos. Texans for me.
Where the hell did I write them? I took the Texans. I know that for sure because I feel like Deshaun Watson's going to have a great game. Against
Texans need to win too. They have to win the division. If they
yeah,
the
I think that they're gonna win. Deshaun Watson is gonna have a great game. Re-enters his name in the MVP vote.
Okay, I think that's over. Lamar's ran away with it, but
oh, I mean, what if you know how everybody overreacts? What if that Bills defense
shuts him out? Yeah,
Ravens and Bills. Know. Okay, Ravens and Bills. Who'd you pick?
It's his to lose. It's his to lose. Now I'll say that. All right. You said Ravens Bills. I actually took the Bills.
You did.
I did.
It's in Buffalo.
I took the Bills.
Lamar Jackson. Florida boy.
I think this is
playing in that cold weather.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to bet against Lamar, so I went with the Ravens.
Ravens. Okay.
Let me make sure cuz I don't know. I'm all over the place on the sheet.
I think Packers destroy the Redskins and then I got the Bengals beating the Browns.
Slow down.
Dwayne Haskins.
Darius Geis was looking like the best running back in the NFL last week.
Enough to beat Aaron
Rodgers.
Dwayne
Haskins is going to air it out with his young receiving core. Oh, yeah. Haskins time.
Packers are trying to get this playoff run, man. They're not going to lose.
Oh,
they were in the table last year, didn't they? They started seven.
Who?
Packers. They won the last seven last year.
I don't give a damn.
I do.
This is where they get knocked out the playoffs, and Dwayne Haskins is going to go snap selfies.
Knocked out the playoffs.
Yeah, they're going to be yeah, this is where – right? Because they're fighting for, are they?
Hell no, they're winning the division. They're in front of Minnesota.
They are?
And they beat Minnesota, yeah.
Oh, well, Minnesota's going to win this week, and they're going to
jump. Minnesota is going to win this week. And then I got the Bengals beating the Browns. Second win, back-to-back wins.
Nah, the
I
Browns
just hate
can't,
the Browns right now.
The Browns can't be that trash. Them boys cannot be that. So who's
I hope
gonna,
not.
They can't, no, because there's not one person in that secondary that can guard.
Listen, I hope the Browns win, but I just want to see Freddie Kitchens be gone. That's the only reason.
I think the Browns are going to win. I picked
the
Browns.
That's the only reason. Panthers, Falcons. I'm taking the Falcons.
I took the Falcons too. Falcons.
Titans, Raiders. Raiders got blowed out 2 weeks in a row. I'm taking the Titans.
I'm going with the Raiders. Josh Jacobs is going to have a great game.
Yeah, Raiders have a good rookie.
The Raiders are
going to
get back on track, and they're going to be back in AFC West conversation.
So we're going to Arrowhead. Pats versus Chiefs. I'm taking the Chiefs.
Going against your team.
I just don't think I.
Oh, it's that time of the year. For the past 4 years, it's that time of the year.
I hope
where
they lose
they're
to the Chiefs
counting
and they
out
come win
Brady.
The Super Bowl, they're gonna win the Super Bowl.
They're counting out Brady. They're talking about, oh, is the dynasty done? This and that. Because remember, 4 years ago, the Chiefs whooped their ass on Monday Night Football. Brady threw like three picks, one for a pick six, and everybody, oh, the error is done. Tim Hasselbeck went on there and said it's over with. And since then, they've been in all every Super Bowl but one, three of the last four Super Bowls.
I'm telling you.
four of the last
New
five.
England. I think I New know. England's gonna go to, on the Super Bowl run. I just think they lose this week. It's in Arrowhead. Nah. They're playing the Chiefs. They don't have the firepower to keep up with the Chiefs.
Oh, but their defense is Gilmore's playing like Defensive Player of the Year.
Oh, I think he is my top five for MVP.
Oh,
Stephon Gilmore, low key, he shut down Amari Cooper.
Oh yeah, he does. Yo, no, he's definitely defense MVP. I like him as number one right now. Yeah. I like him right there at number one, but I feel like their defense will shut down the Chiefs. I think that I'm taking the Pats.
It's going to be a good game, though. All right. So, Steelers, Cardinals. I'm taking the Steelers. Mike Tomlin, I think, could be coach of the year.
I'm going with the Cardinals.
You got the Cardinals.
I like Kyler Murray. Little baby Yoda out there. Run the raw A, us short guys.
He almost didn't play last week, too.
Oh, well, he's going to ball out this week. Those us short guys. He's not even little. Think about it. That man is 5'10". 5'10 is not short. Ooh, for a quarterback,
for
average
person, for a quarterback, yeah. And then Seahawks, Rams. I'm taking the Seahawks. The Rams are out the playoffs this year,
yeah,
I think.
They're done. I'm taking the Seahawks. Table,
they're done.
Yeah, I'm taking the Seahawks.
And Monday Night Football, the worst game of the year. Giants versus Eagles. I'm taking the Eagles. They bounce back.
I'm going with the Eagles. It's the Giants.
Yeah, Eli Manning might be playing too. So I don't know. I might take the Giants now. Eli Manning's trash, but I just want to see the Eagles suck, and I want to see a 7-9 team make the playoffs again.
Oh, God.
I would love to see
that. Yo, you know who's going to make the play? You know who's winning that division? The Redskins.
That would be insane. You know they're mathematically not out yet.
Oh, I feel like they got to win out and have everybody else lose.
In the division.
They still got to play the Cowboys one more time.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
And then, whoa, the boys are both going to be, what's it called? 7-... How's the... do the math.
They're 7-6 right now. So there's four games left. They could, if they go 2-2 each, 9-7 teams making it.
Or 7-9 teams making it.
If they lose all four.
Yo, it's gonna, they're both going to be 7-8. Or
yeah,
whatever.
That'd be interesting.
8-8. Yeah.
So, oh, but what's funny is I was actually just checking. If Buffalo somehow beats Baltimore this week and New England loses in Arrowhead, Buffalo's winning the division. They'll be in first place.
How?
They'll both be 9-3.
Yeah, but...
Or they'll both be 10-3.
Yeah, but the Patriots own the tiebreaker. Because they beat them.
Oh,
three.
They did beat them. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, but they'll both be 10-3. That's going to be... And they play again, don't they? They do. They play again.
Yeah. Oh... The NFL is just heating up.
Yeah,
it's just heating up.
This is the most competitive season
I've bro. I'm about to miss the NFL when it's gone because then we're about to cover college basketball.
Well, this is one of the most competitive seasons we've ever had.
Yeah,
usually
I love it.
In AFC, it's like, oh, New England or Pittsburgh. And the NFC, it's has been in the past couple
years. That's what I'm
saying.
Even the other than the MVP race, I feel like all the other races, rookie of the years, this and that, coach of the year, it's all competitive.
Everything, yeah.
Defense?
Well, even MVP race, because some people are still fighting for Russell Wilson, which I can see why.
Yeah, I can see it too, but I feel like right now it's Lamar.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody can agree.
That's why I would vote on.
Russell's behind, and then, honestly, McCaffrey.
Yeah.
That man is the workhorse of
that
team.
He's fell off in the last couple weeks because they've been losing, so they haven't really been talking about him.
And not only that, but it's he's the offense.
He's basically
double.
He's a quarterback,
bro,
running back, O-line,
defensive, tight end. Defensive schemes. When has it ever been that you had to double team a running back?
That's
how you
wild.
Know that boy is good.
That's wild.
That's how you know he's good.
But yeah, that's our pick. My upset pick. Like I said, I think I got the Dolphins beating the Jets. I got the Bengals beating the Browns. My lock-in pick, I got the Packers over the Skins. I know you don't like it, but.
Oh, I think that they win, and then they're in the division hunt.
We'll see about that. What are your locks for the week then?
All right, so if I was a gambling man, which I am, my lock is the Redskins plus 13. Well, one, I think they win the game. But
you think they win versus the Packers?
I think they do. That's my upset.
You wouldn't put your money on it straight up. I know you wouldn't.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
No.
So you don't think they win the game?
I do think they win.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
But, the way my account's looking, I shouldn't even be talking gambling. But I am going to take them plus 13 because I don't see them losing by two scores. I see them winning, but if they lose, it's going to be a close game.
Yeah, I'll give them a 10-point game. I'll give them the spread.
Okay, yeah. I'm definitely taking them plus 13, and the Bucks are only a 3-point. I think they dominate, and they win by
six. Bucks got who again? They got
the Colts.
Yeah, they're going to put up points.
Yeah, I see them putting up points. I see Jameis airing it out, entering his name in the MVP race. And, yeah.
I'm going with Seattle. Dude, they're only a 1-point favorite versus the Rams.
Yeah.
I'll take them straight up versus the Rams. I think they definitely win that game. I don't think the Rams could keep up with them right now.
I agree.
And Seattle has a lot to play for. And then the Chiefs. New England, I love them, but they're going into Arrowhead. They're a 3-point favorite. I think the Chiefs pull off the upset. They're not only Patrick Mahomes, their defense has been stepping up the last couple weeks. They only give up 9 to the Raiders. So we'll see.
Oh, man.
I haven't seen Brady put up more than 17 points in the last, what, 2 or 3 weeks? Maybe all season.
Yeah.
So.
I guess. Well, if you want to make some money, take these bets. We've had more wins than losses.
We actually hit 7 out of 9 on a parlay. A dollar would have won 15 grand this week. 7 out of 9. We were close.
Yeah, we were.
We're going to hit it for you guys, though.
I put in $0 on it.
Hey, we're going to hit it. Hey, but we promise we're going to be more active on social media. We're definitely going to post more on IG, post more on Twitter. Get you guys' feedback because we have to get this Loser of the Week challenge going. We have to get the merch going. We have to get all this stuff actually going for you guys.
Yeah, and once again, we just want to thank you all for listening. The best thing I hear is when I'm out on a Saturday night, you know, in the club, and someone says, bro, love the podcast.
I swear.
That's the best thing I could hear. That makes my whole night.
I swear. Mm-hmm. But you guys actually leave captions and let us know, where do you think Ron Rivera is going to land? Where do you think Cam Newton lands?
Yeah, jump in the debate with us on Twitter.
Yeah, let us know who's going to win the college football playoffs. Do you guys like Ohio State? Do you like LSU? Tell us why. That way we could pick whoever has the best answers. We could talk a little bit about it, and that way we have something to talk about on the show next week as well.
Yeah, we would love to hear that feedback. And as you can see, we listen. Some of y'all wanted the dog gone. You don't hear it barking anymore.
Whole change of scenery. We left the whole damn apartment.
Oh, yeah. We're in a house now. We were in an apartment. Now we're in a house.
Heck yeah. We're moving up. Hopefully, Ron Rivera is too.
Oh, yeah. And so is we hope Florida State football is too. But, oh, man, I'm preparing for those dark days. So, hey, also make sure you like, comment, and subscribe on our YouTube channel and our Spotify. Apple Podcasts coming soon. Y'all see us on there soon.
Let's get it.